This is GQDN for Tuesday, April 22nd, 2025. Brought to you today by Audible. Go get your free credit, audibletrial.com/GQ25 by swiftenergy.gg. Go get those delicious, delicious drink mixes. Go get them and find the one called Questworthy. It's really good stuff. I got an angelic energy in my drink right now. It's really good. Put in the promo code Quest, you get 25% off your purchase by patreon.com/thegroupquest. It's sports ball this week. Well, as of right now. And by stackup.org. In today's news, well, we got some games coming to Nintendo Switch Online. Counter-Strike League tournament that happened this weekend. We got some updates there. And did I say sports ball? Yes, I did. But we begin today with Bethesda, and we're making it official. Yes, we are. Eurogamer.net did say that Elder Scrolls IV Oblivion Remastered is now available. They put that up on YouTube today, and while I did not see it, according to Eurogamer, well, it does look pretty good. Now, they put all the prices, because it's Eurogamer, in euros. So, I'm not exactly sure what the prices will be. So while doing a search on my PC, I am seeing the Steam price for $50 for the Elder Scrolls IV Oblivion Remastered. And that's about the way it looks there for all the different consoles. PC Gamer would approve of that. So if you want to play that one, $50. I did see it's about $67, $68 as well, but it is out right now. And it does have some trophies on PlayStation. That's if you get the PlayStation 5 version. And maybe some achievements as well. But that is out now. Not coming, it's out now. So go take a look at it. Now, was it made with AI? Well, one of the Ace Attorney's developers did respond to the AI research and maybe some other stuff there as well. And that developer is HALL Lab. Well, that was the HALL AI Lab that used the Ace Attorney for 4 models, memory and reasoning skills. And the AI researcher, Kishi, did write on X all about this and said, quote, "The index uses Ace Attorney to evaluate the AI's practical ability to find inconsistencies in testimony, select appropriate evidence to support them, and reviews them most effectively. As a result, the best lawyer was 01. Now, the research was designed to test the AI's ability, and that did help out with the testimony that the game was providing for the lawyers in the game. And the Ace Attorney developer, Masakazu Sugimori, I do apologize for the butchering of the name, also did some writing as well about this. And he said, quote, "How should I put this? I never thought the game I worked on so desperately 25 years ago would come to be used this way. And overseas at that, I find it interesting on how the AI models get stumped in the first episode. Ace Attorney Director Shu Takumi and the executive producer Shinji Mikami were very particular about the difficulty of level of episode 1. It was supposed to be simple for a human. Maybe this kind of detective power is a strength of humans. The reason why Takumi and Mikami were so particular about balancing the difficulty level of Ace Attorney's first episode was because there was no other game like it in the world at the time. So maybe they're in favor of AI in some regards. Maybe they are. But did AI make this one?" PlayStation Universe said that there's a rumor, so we're going to Rumorville, people. Better have the bags packed. Yes. We go to Rumorville. Madden NFL 26 release date may be set for August 14th. That is being reported by PlayStation Universe. And they are quoting Bilibili-kun on the website Dealabs. And as the same week, the NFL preseason would kick off. And it'll be a few weeks before the main kickoff for the season, September 4th. Now, the report also claimed that NFL 26 will receive a deluxe edition offering players 3 days of early access on August 11th, while the EA Play members will receive a 10-hour trial beginning on that date. Now, Madden NFL 26 has yet to set an official date for the release, so we shall see if the rumor is correct. And we'll see how far off it is, too. And you know it will be on PlayStation. WCCF Tech said someone tore down PlayStation 5 Pro in order to take a look at the guts of it. So what did they find? Well, PlayStation 5 used the same fan, but they did get to the motherboard, along with some of the internal layers at the base of the PlayStation 5's motherboard that shows some faster memory performance. They did add the DDR5 memory chip and the use of the liquid metal, where the usage in the base of the PlayStation 5 it proved to be the right choice, because they used the liquid metal technology when designing the PlayStation 5 Pro. So that's some of the things that was put in that PlayStation 5 Pro. But who else could use a PlayStation 5 Pro? We're going to the esports corner because Counter-Strike the game went to the esports mode this past weekend. So here's a couple of winners here. And one of them was Falcons versus Navi. And while the Falcons started at 0-2, so they were behind two games, and that's where Danny Sorzin went to work on the 7-game streak. And they started out with 7-1 on the CT side on their opponent pick. Then they went to Navi, and the map pull took on Navi, that is. And Monzi showed out because he had 4 successive rounds on the attack, where he shifted momentum in Navi's favor. Then the Falcons brought it back to cut that advantage in half. But on the match page, the Falcons beat Navi 2-1. So well done to the Falcons. But that wasn't the only match, because MIBR eliminated SAW, and that was a 2-1 game because they beat Anubis, or in the Anubis map, Anubis game, I should say, 13-10. Nuke came back, brought it back 13-5, but Inferno closed it out 13-10. So well done to MIBR. I bet they got some PlayStation Switches too. NintendoLife.com did say that the Nintendo Switch Online will have 300 playable titles in the expansion pack. Now, that's with the recent addition of the GBA title, Fire Emblem, The Sacred Stones. And Nintendo Switch Online, with the expansion, service will now boast about 300 playable titles. Not for here, though, but in the West. Now, the count will exclude some SP titles, Japanese exclusives, and the GameCube titles for Switch 2. So, 300 titles still. And that could include F-Zero 99, Tetris 99, Mario Kart 8 Deluxe, Splatoon 2, Octo Expansion, so on and so forth. So we shall see if it comes to America. We'll see. We shall see. This has been a Dawn Forge production, 2025. All rights are reserved. We'll see you tomorrow for more gaming news. Until then, go play some games, people.